Hola and welcome back to Voice Memos. On today's episode, let's go back in time and look at my Pinterest bucket list from 2016 and see how successful I am in the eyes of my younger self. I can tell you right now, there are over 100 pins here on the bucket list, and it's actually a pretty even split on done. So yay, making progress in life. Still want to do, so things that I'm working on, things that I would love to do in the future, in the near future, hopefully. And then the last bucket is won't do / insane, because, you know, 2016 was kind of an unhinged time. So there are a number of things on this bucket list that absolutely won't be happening. And a few things that I'm like, meh, I've just like changed since I pinned that all those years ago. So without further ado, let's get into it. Alrighty. So like I've been thinking about success recently because I'm up for a few promotion interviews at work. And I said in the last episode, I achieved that project management professional certificate. And I don't know, like definitely have been through some lows this year, but overall, I feel like I'm in a really good spot. I'm loving what I'm doing with this podcast. I love my apartment. I have a great boyfriend. I have a great cat. Summer is just around the corner, and like I feel like I'll be at 110% when the sun is out like that. So I feel like it's kind of a pivot moment. Also, I'm about to turn 26, so truly 2016, 16-year-old self will be like 10 years ago when that happens. And I feel like when you're 16, you think you're on top of the world, you can drive, prom's around the corner, maybe you are going on fun spring break trips with your family, like maybe you're getting a job, things like this where like it's kind of like a new era when you turn 16. And I'm feeling that again with 26 around the corner. So I want to be a little nostalgic, and I'm without further ado, let's get into the bucket list. And if you're watching, I'll have some visuals because it's that classic Pinterest, like high contrast picture with white text on top for all of these. And so I think like just looking through these kind of made me nostalgic and laugh, even for the ones that like I've already done or I don't care about. Like it was just fun to see like what I spent time pinning like 10 years ago. So the board is called Want to Do. That's all it was. And these are all like bucket list type pins. Let's go through done first, because get a little sense of accomplishment, get some wins here early in the video. And I organized it kind of by like done the furthest back up to like most recently done. So early ones, ride an elephant, go on a safari. Honestly, I think those were done way before this board was even created, because I went to Kenya as a small child. So done. Spend an entire day watching Disney movies. Easily done that multiple times. But I do remember a time in high school where we did like a Star Wars marathon for like 24 hours, which weren't Disney movies at the time, or were they? Gray area. But definitely have done many, many movie marathons in my life, and I still love watching movies. There's a whole slew of these that are about Australia, and I did an Australia trip right around when I turned 16. And then learned to ballroom dance. Actually took a ballroom dancing class in high school, so that one was done very quickly after I pinned it. Learn fluent Spanish. I'm on the fence on this one. I feel like my Spanish skills are getting pretty rusty, but at one point I probably was pretty close to fluent when I was taking it as a minor. Move out on my own. I talk about this all the time. I love living on my own. I love this apartment that I'm in. And the picture of this apartment on Pinterest is pretty ugly. Like a hot pink couch with like a dice, like an oversized dice as decoration, and like everything's pink and black and silver, like very 2016 coded, but I think my like 16-year-old self would be proud of me and the apartment that I've curated. We've also got a number of travel things here. Go to Hawaii, California, Hollywood. Done all of that. I'm actually going to LA pretty soon, so gonna do it again. Work at a magazine. I have in the pin, it's Cosmopolitan, but in reality, I worked for like multiple like magazines at my university, so they weren't as glamorous as working for like a Cosmopolitan, and I don't really want to do that, so I'm just gonna call it done and take the credit for it. And then what else do we have here? Plan my best friend's wedding. I didn't plan the whole thing. I barely planned any of it, but I was the maid of honor in my best friend's wedding, so I'm gonna call that done. Go to my dream college, done. Graduate from college, done. And then own an iPhone. I thought that was kind of funny because it was a big deal. Like in middle school, if you had a phone, that was a big deal. And if you had an iPhone, that was like winning at life. And I did get an iPhone, a hand-me-down one, pretty early into middle school. So I probably felt very accomplished then just having that. So that's on the bucket list and it's done. And then last couple here, visit Chicago, done. I think I went to Chicago like 2 or 3 times last year. Going to go again this year. Very fun to go as an adult. And learn how to make sushi, done actually. My boyfriend and I love to make sushi as like a little date night. It's just easy. It's fun. Have a walk-in closet. I actually do. It's definitely not that big, but it's actually pretty standard here for like these Minneapolis like nicer apartments. So done. And then be genuinely happy. That's one of the pins here. And I feel like most days I am genuinely happy. So far, like I think I'm thriving according to the Pinterest bucket list. But let's get into the won't do / insane category. Because these are the things that just aren't happening and I probably don't want to happen anymore. Except for this first one, which is study abroad. And I'm really sad that I didn't get to do that. That was during COVID. And we'll talk about it when I get into the like want to do still. But I do want to do a lot of traveling. So I'm not worried about it. I am going to get abroad. But that was a missed opportunity that I probably will never get to do. So I am really sad that one's on the won't do list. But the rest of these are just pretty insane. So there's a few that are realistic, like own an apartment with friends. I just didn't end up doing that. I think a lot of it was part of COVID. And then I am a first child. I'm the oldest child. Like I'm very independent. So once I had enough money after college, I was like, I want to live on my own. That's my new milestone. That's my new bucket list goal. So owning an apartment with friends isn't really on my bucket list anymore. And then the same thing with like live in New York City. There were a bunch that was like, make it in New York City. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that. That's very expensive. So that's on the won't do list. Yeah. So let's look at some of these more insane ones. Be in a movie. Absolutely not. I don't want to be in a movie. Messy Twister, now officially on my Pinterest bucket list. Again, it's a big no for me. I don't want to play Twister with anybody, much less Messy Twister. So that's definitely a no. Adopt a baby. And I'll give it to 2016 me. This picture of this baby is very cute. But I don't know why this is on the list. Maybe I like read a book about a kid that was adopted or something. I don't know. It's just not really in my bucket list plans. It would maybe be in a family planning plan, but I don't know about that. And then, I mean, I don't know if I even want to have kids, but that's not the topic of this podcast. So that's on there for some reason. Sit front row at a One Direction concert. Unfortunately, it can never happen now. And this pin is very, like, I don't know, confusing to me because I was not a big One Directioner at the time. I definitely like listened to like the top One Direction songs. They were unavoidable. But there were girls that were like obsessed with One Direction, and that was not me. So I don't know why this is on the bucket list, but it probably would have been fun. It just didn't end up happening, and it can never happen now. So another thing on here that's absolutely insane is like own a minion from Despicable Me. There was that full minion era, and sometimes I think we're still in the minion era. So I don't know why that's on here. Not happening. Also, attend a masquerade. I don't know. I actually see a lot of people go to these types of like ballroom balls, like Bridgerton balls or things like that. And that's fun for them. I love a frilly dress, but I'm just not really like into that Bridgerton stuff. So I wouldn't really be going to a masquerade. So I probably won't do that. There's two on here that are so 2016. It like almost makes me cringe. A Starbucks matcha frappuccino. Use a fake name at Starbucks. That's the bucket list item. And that's not happening. I don't even go to Starbucks that much anymore because honestly, they're constantly in the news for like bad and unethical business practices. And why would I go to Starbucks and get a mediocre drink when I could go to any of the hundreds of local coffee shops in Minneapolis and get a bomb drink and support a local business? So my mentality is very changed on Starbucks. Like I think in 2016, it was the place to go. It was the status symbol. And I mean, to some extent, it still is with like that whole bear cup controversy. And they'll have a little one-off like consumerism insanity moment for Starbucks. But like, I just don't really see people going to Starbucks as like a status symbol anymore. And like, I don't know. I'm more interested in supporting local. I think I talked about it on the podcast before. I have this Coffee Compass book, which is like 20 BOGO drinks throughout Minneapolis at like local coffee places. So I've harped on enough about Starbucks. But yeah, like the other one on here is go on a date at Starbucks during the holidays. Like it's so 2016. And I just never would go to my boyfriend today and be like, let's go to Starbucks and get the holiday drink. Like, I just don't care about that. Like, I'll go to a local coffee shop and get like a peppermint mocha or like a pumpkin spice chai, but probably not at Starbucks. So those made me laugh. And then the other ones on here, take his last name. So I've actually changed a lot on this. Like, I think 2016 me was definitely like, oh yeah, I'm going to change my last name when I get married. And now I'm pretty much in the camp of like keeping my name. And it's just because, one, I have AngelaGeorge.com. Like, I've got good SEO. Like, why would I give that up? But really, it's like, it's such like my identity to like have my last name and just have my name as it is that I just don't really see myself changing it. Like if my partner loved me with my current name, like why would I have to change it when we get married? I don't know. I've just like really changed my mind on that. And I think it's just changed over the last decade. It's more reasonable to see somebody that's keeping their last name. Or a couple that, like, both of the couple, both members of the couple hyphenate their name. Things like that. Like, it's just become more open and accepting on, like, having that choice to keep your last name. So that's kind of interesting. Like, a lot changes in 10 years. And then, yeah, the last, okay, the last pins here are part of a mega pin that has, like, 12 of these just collage together. So we're getting like 12 in one here. And I put them in the insane category because a lot of them are. But we'll see. Let's see if I'll do any of these still. Cuddle next to a campfire. I mean, that's realistic. I might do that. It's not really even a bucket list item, I would say. So whatever. Let go of a floating lantern. That's extremely 2016, Tangled was definitely my favorite Disney movie when it came out. And I totally would do one of these things if it was like right place, right time. Like, I'm not gonna like go out of my way to let go of a floating lantern, but we'll see. Have a paint fight. Insane. Not gonna do that. I guess the closest thing you could get to a paint fight as an adult is like paintball. From what I've heard from my friends, paintball sounds like a nightmare. Like, you get bruises, it kind of hurts, you're stressed, you're scared. Like, doesn't sound like something I want to do. And then build a tree house. Absolutely not. Not in my bucket list at all. Bake a perfect rainbow cupcake. So out of the 2016 archive. Like, and the fact and then I think it's pretty funny that I actually have not accomplished this because I did have a cupcake era. There was a huge cupcake bubble in Oklahoma where I was living at the time. And I had the mini cupcake baker so I could be pumping out cupcakes left and right. I was doing full-size cupcakes sometimes, mini cupcakes sometimes. But I never was like great at it. I never learned how to do like the fancy icing, never did a rainbow cupcake. So, yeah, like I was making cupcakes, but I wasn't really like fully into the cupcake cult. So, this remains incomplete on my bucket list and probably will never be completed. And then the next one here, play hide and seek in IKEA. Absolutely insane bucket list item. Not gonna do that. I don't even think I was within a reasonable range of an IKEA when I pinned this. Now I am. There is a huge IKEA here, but I'm not super interested in playing hide and seek there. So, absolutely insane. Won't do. Meet my online friends. This one is horrifying to me. The fact that this was a bucket list item, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, where is the internet safety? Also, I don't think I even had any like online friends. They were all like real friends I knew, and I had them on Instagram. And my parents were very like forward, and my parents were very good at educating me about online safety. Like, I had a private Instagram account. I didn't talk to strangers on the internet, and I definitely wouldn't have met up with them online. So I don't know what that one's about. And then next one's here, wish on a shooting star. I don't know if I've ever actually seen a shooting star. So maybe that one's supposed to be on still need to do or want to do. And then finish an entire coloring book. This one's kind of like interesting because I think right at the end of my time in high school, like my senior year, people were getting into coloring. And I remember bringing coloring books with me to school because it was like finals week and I had like nothing to do because I was in a bunch of AP classes and I'd already taken the AP tests. So there was literally nothing to do in those classes. And so maybe at the time it did seem like a realistic goal. But nowadays, I still have a lot of those same coloring books, and I don't really see myself finishing an entire one. And at the same time, when I was a sophomore in college, I actually designed an entire coloring book myself, which I will link at the bottom of this video. And it is a self-portrait that turns into 12 individual coloring sheets. So, in a way, I have finished an entire coloring book, and at the same time, I have not because I designed that coloring book without coloring it in. So, I don't know. It's just a very interesting insight into like how you stay the same and how you change as you grow older. And coloring is something that stayed with me and then also has like ebbed and flowed in my life. So, that's the list of things that I won't do slash are absolutely insane. Oh yeah, like say I'm Angela and you're watching Disney Channel. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, absolutely insane. So that leaves the last category here, which is still want to do. And most of these are travel, like travel to London, travel to Paris, travel to Italy, Belize, Dead Sea, Fiji, New Zealand, India, Antarctica, New York City, swim under a waterfall, visit all 50 states. So those are all things that I still want to do. I still want to do a lot of traveling. I'm very excited for future traveling. One of these is like kiss under a sakura tree in Japan. And I did not see the sakuras like blossom when I was in Japan last, but next time I definitely will plan around that and hopefully be going with my significant other. And then like 50 states, I'm actually so close to visiting all 50 states. I only need to go to Alaska and North Carolina. I only have two left. So that one's very close to being done. And then besides traveling, one of these is actually do things on my bucket list. In progress, right? Go on a road trip with friends. I think I've done some very small road trips. I wouldn't say I've planned like a full-on road trip. So that's why it's still in my want to do bucket. But it's fun to think about. Like, do I still want to do that? I think so. But also, realistically, road trips are not all just like party fun times. So I think that one's kind of funny. And then, yeah, last one here. Witness a wedding proposal and marry the love of my life. I would still love to do that. I think it's coming. But yeah, like still on the bucket list. I think looking forward to it. Which kind of brings me to things that I'm surprised are not on the bucket list. Like, I really thought, like, be a YouTuber or be a blogger would be on the bucket list. But maybe at the time I was like, I'm already doing it, so it's not on the bucket list. Because this was the era of me, like, posting all of our family vacations as vlogs. And then I was a pretty avid blogger in high school. I would post all like my little DIYs and little photography walks, things like that, which I still do. So, and I still am posting on YouTube. So that's why I'm kind of disappointed it's not on the bucket list, because I wanted to check it off. But that's fine. I think maybe no one had created a pin for it. I don't know. And then things that I would add right now to my bucket list. I mean, really, it's like travel. I'm finally like getting to that point where like I can start affording a nice vacation and I have the PTO for it. So I'm expecting to check some of these places off the bucket list pretty soon. And besides travel, yeah, it's really travel, wedding, career-wise, I'm kind of hitting all the milestones. Like, I don't really think I need to put like be a CEO on the bucket list. Like, that's not really something I want to do. I don't know. I probably not. Oh, you know, I would be adding a lot more like concerts on here, like not One Direction, but like Demi Lovato's coming to Minneapolis. Probably going to go to that. I went to Brat last year, which was insane. I loved that concert. If Charlie XCX toured the Wuthering Heights soundtrack, I would go to that. Like, I've been listening to it nonstop. And yeah, what else? Taylor Swift. The Eras Tour should have been on my bucket list, but I could never have seen that coming. So once in a lifetime opportunity, checked that off. And if Taylor Swift tours again, I would go. Yeah, but there's a lot of artists where like I wish I could go to their concert. Like Sabrina Carpenter, she came through, could not get tickets. Claro, I'm actually like really into her music right now. I would love to see her in concert. Marina, Ray. I know Ray has a concert coming through, but I don't know if she's hitting Minneapolis or it's already sold out. Yeah, I'm listening to all the pop girlies and I would love to go to all of their concerts. So those are like bucket list things I have right now. What else would be on my bucket list? That's why I'm going back to like be genuinely happy. Like, I'm achieving that. And I feel like that's the main measure of success for me, is like, am I happy? And obviously I don't want to like go all the way into like hedonism, like I'm only in pursuit of happiness, but I think that should be like a key part of your decision making is like, is this going to help maintain my happiness in life? Like, is this making me happier? So, and like travel, like making memories, that's like the best kind of like sustainable happiness. Like, obviously, consumerism and like buying a bunch of shit, like, that's not gonna make me happy. And there was like one pin on here that was like, own a pair of like stiletto heels, like something like that. And that's not a bucket list item. I don't really care about that. So I don't know. I don't know what else would be on my bucket list. I don't even know if own a house is on my bucket list because it seems like a massive headache. And honestly, if it means like, if it's between like living in an apartment in Europe or owning a house in the United States, I'm probably living in Europe. So, like, I would rather have that on my bucket list than own a house. And I already own a cat. Like, I feel like that should have been on the bucket list and I should have been able to check that off. So, check on owning an adorable cat. But yeah, I'm rambling at this point. What's on your Pinterest bucket list? Do you have unhinged ones on there like me, like own a minion? And yeah, like what do you think success is? Because from what I can tell, 2016 me would find my life right now pretty successful, pretty glamorous. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this lighthearted video. I feel like we've had a lot of heavy ones recently and there's a lot of heavy things happening in the world. So it's just fun to like look back at something nostalgic and laugh a little at your old self. So I hope you take a trip down your Pinterest board memory lane. And if you liked this episode, I post on here bi-weekly on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to know more about the podcast, visit angelageorge.com/boast-memos. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.